Hello and welcome to another edition of Forkful of Noodles. I am Krish Mohan. To protest against what you believe is wrong is one of the fundamental freedoms we have as people. A ton of people have issues with activists and protesters because they seem whiny and obnoxious. I mean, come on, guys. Stop complaining about racial injustice, poisoning water, economic instability, a corrupt political system only ruled by the dollar bill. It's really getting in the way of Corey Feldman's album release, okay? And did these protesters even consider Corey? Did any of us consider Corey? I mean, most of us just thought he had died. But it turns out it was just his career. Now, protest and activism has been on the rise in the last few years. And the same people that call the internet a fad are calling protesting a fad, too. It's that MLK, he started that years ago, and now the damn hipsters have just caught on. Just like their knit caps, this won't last long either. Now get out of my way, cops is coming on. But with the rise of protesting and activism, there's also a clear rise in rioting, which is immediately seen as the only result of protesting. Protesting leads to riots just like cops lead to black death. And I'm not talking about like the bubonic plague. I am talking about the death of black people. I think if cops were found to cause the plague, then we would be working way harder to fix that problem. Now, those are hyperbolized statements. I mean, there are cops in this world that want to protect and serve their community, and these trigger-happy, overly masculine cops are making it very difficult for these guys to just do their job. Just like rioters make it really hard for protesters to be taken seriously. Now, protests turned to riots recently in Charlotte, North Carolina, over another police shooting. Keith Scott was shot by an officer who did not have his body camera on and was in civilian gear. Now, this guy is taking the concept of citizen's arrest a little too far. The officer said that Scott had a gun, but no one is sure if that's true or not. And Police Chief Kerr Putney has said that they are not releasing this video until the Department of Justice has reviewed it. And because the public doesn't get to see these videos, they march in the streets and their anger turned into violence. The public is basically saying, hey, if you're innocent, then show us the video. What's the big deal? If you've got nothing to hide, then what is the big deal? Interesting how when that argument is used against the authorities, transparency, we have to respect privacy. But that dick pic from 09 sent by that college freshman is in a manila folder sitting on a shelf in the office of an NSA agent marked American Embarrassment. Riots are also escalated by the cops, as we've seen before in Ferguson and Baltimore. When you're protesting injustices and 200 police officers show up in modern-day armor just because they're concerned for their safety, you know, because all those chants and songs and signs can cause some real major damage by littering, getting that tune stuck in your head, and glitter. I mean, all of this is just forms of domestic terrorism. Okay, shit, get that tear gas and flashbang out. These guys would much rather listen to Corey Feldman's new single than a bunch of protesters fighting for equality. Let's look at another protest for a moment. The protest against the Dakota Access Pipeline was also met with violence. Protesters went up against the bulldozers that were working on the land to put a pipeline that would not benefit the native tribes and would poison the water. And that seems like a pretty good reason to protest. Without water, we don't exist, so it seems pretty important to protect that water. Now, when the protesters wanted to get the bulldozers off the land, they were met with security who threw dirt clods at them. I mean, really? What are we for? I mean, this isn't the playground in kindergarten. How about we talk about our feelings, about how we feel bad that we didn't get picked on the right team, instead of pouting and throwing dirt at each other? Somebody put those kids in timeout. Now, they were also maced by security. Male security officers were macing protesters. These macho-looking dudes are using what's typically seen as a feminine weapon to defend themselves. And when Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! Asked them why they were macing people, they totally denied it. Even with the used mace can in their hands. I mean, that's how deep-rooted and fragile their masculinity is. Saying that they used mace on a protester is a little too girly for them. The coup de grace was sicking dogs on the protesters of the Dakota Pipeline. Now, how do we know that these dogs are pro-big oil? I mean, maybe that Rottweiler wants to support green energy like solar and wind and thinks that we need to learn how to store large amounts of energy and come up with better solutions. You know, making a dog bite a protester that the owner disagrees with is kind of like forcing a six-year-old to go to church. You know, it's going to eventually be met with a lot of resentment and self-hatred. And I know we're not really considering these protesters, but can we at least think about the future of these dogs? I mean, some of them might turn into those mace-spraying douchebags or Corey Feldman. Eventually, by standing their ground, the protesters did win and pushed out security. Even some of the dogs decided to join the protesters, and some of them made some really adorable signs. And they did it without violent retaliation. All they did was call the security guard a bunch of fuckfaces, but that's more of an empirical fact. If you're going to destroy a water supply, then you are a fuckface. The CEOs of the oil companies are sad that they're being seen as the bad guy in all of this. Trump's energy advisor even claimed that halting the Dakota pipeline is stopping what made America great. Okay, I think that maybe made America, like, pretty good, but not great. If you really want to make something great, figure out an energy source that won't set water on fire and have us breathing poison. That'll be pretty great. But the tactics the security took in North Dakota isn't seen as atrocious behavior. There are still a group of people that blame the protesters for just being there. Corey Feldman is sure as pissed because this is affecting the sales of his album, and he really needs to buy a new bedazzled blazer. And of course, when it turns to riots, everybody wants to blame the rioters for all the chaos, which is like half fair, but the cops showing up like an army doesn't really help the situation. It does make rioters want to break glass, turn girly drinks into fireballs, and pee in public. And that last one is the only thing Governor Pat McCrory cares about. So the root cause of rioting seems to be fear fueled by anger. Fear that the establishment is going to keep holding us down, and fear that protests might actually drive progressive change. The people are worried about totalitarianism, and the elites are worried about their grasp on power and the fact that control will shift. But this isn't a solution. But I do understand where it comes from. If the people we trusted to protect us are killing us and disobeying the rules that they have set up to enforce, then why would any of us follow those rules? But breaking into a Macy's doesn't make cops less trigger happy. What happened in North Dakota drove solutions. They stood their ground to the violence from the opposition and halted the pipeline. The Black Lives Matter movement is not calling for violence, they are calling for accountability from the police. And the public is clamoring for them to be more transparent about their acts of injustice. Without protests and people speaking up, we lose what freedoms we have, what very little freedoms we have. But burning down a city? That doesn't do us any good. People say protesting and rioting is biting the hand that feeds you. But if the hand isn't feeding you, but rather is dangling food in front of your face and then smushes it right in front of you, then you have no other option but to bite that hand. It might be the only way to get a little meat in your diet. We have to fight for the things we believe in, but it doesn't have to be a fist fight. We can protest creatively and assertively and speak out against the so-called norms and start looking for a way to better our society and ourselves. Because if we don't, then Corey Feldman will continue to make music and nobody will pay attention to the fact that he has destroyed music. That's been your Forkful of Noodles for this week. Thanks for tuning in. I have live stand-up comedy shows coming up in Tennessee, Missouri, Arkansas, and Alabama. For all the dates and tickets, you can visit my website, which is ramennoodlescomedy.com. That's R-A-M-A-N noodlescomedy.com. You can also get my new stand-up album, How Not to Fit In, there as well. And subscribe to my Bandcamp for exclusive stand-up comedy content for only $5 a month. You can go to ramennoodlescomedy.bandcamp.com. And if you would like to support all my DIY endeavors from this web series, my podcast, and touring, you can check out my Patreon at patreon.com/krishmohanhaha. Subscribe to this channel, check out the links below, and thanks for getting into it.